Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainitz Daf Lamed. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Perla Gittel Bas Harav Shlomo. We're also learning Le'ili Nishmas Chazan Stewart Joel Hecht Shmuel Yosef Ben Reuven. This is Laura Slamnicki's father. He was never hit by a car coming from Shul 2 years ago. Laura's husband Steve is a regular listener to the Shia for this cycle. And B'ezras Hashem, all the neshamos we learn for should have an aliyah from all learning. Okay, we begin Lamed Omud Aleph. We're about 8 lines down at the 2 dots where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam beis tavshilin v'chulei. Here we're going to learn today some of the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. And by the Mishnah quoting us, telling us that 2 tavshilin, you're not allowed to have 2 cooked dishes on Erev Tisha B'Av. And we'll decide and discuss exactly which meal they're referring to. So I'm reviewing the review that tells us, Lo Shanu, this din in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to have 2 cooked dishes, is only talking about Elam Yishei Shos L'mala. This is after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av, Ches B'Av. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to have a meal that has 2 cooked dishes. However, but if it's before Chatzos, if it's in the first 6 hours a day, then it's permissible. There is no restriction on what you want to have for breakfast or brunch. You can have whatever you want on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda adds another statement, and he says, Lo Shanu, this din in the Mishnah is also telling us, Ela Besuda Hamafsikba, the last Suda, the Suda Hamafsekis, the last Suda of Erev Tisha B'Av, that's the one that you can have the 2 dishes. Abu Besuda She'en Hamafsikba, Mutter. But if it's not the last Suda, even though, as we'll see, it's after Chatzos, this din also doesn't apply. You can have 2 cooked dishes to have a big meal before Tisha B'Av, and then you subsequently have your Suda Hamafsekis, which we'll discuss, then that is permissible at the Suda before the Suda Hamafsekis to also have 2 cooked dishes. So he made 2 statements over here, V'tavayilu Kula. Both of them are teaching us a Kula and Tzricha. You need both of them. Why do you need both of them? The Yashminon Basuda Hamafsikba, if you only told me the din, and it's the last Suda Hamafsikba, that you're not allowed to have 2 cooked dishes, you know what I would have said? Havamina, I would have said, Afilu, even Mishay Shos Lamata, even if I have a brunch, my last Suda is going to be brunch for whatever the reason, and it's before Chatzos, even then I wouldn't be allowed to have 2 cooked dishes because it's the Suda Hamafsekis, so the answer is no. Kamar Shalan, the Chiddush is Mishay Shos Lamala. The only time the restriction applies, even if it's the Suda Hamafsekis, is if it's after Chatzos. But if you were to have, for whatever the reason, the Suda Hamafsekis before Chatzos, then you can have 2 cooked dishes. It wouldn't apply. Furthermore, V'yashmin, if you only told me, Mishay Shos L'mala, that you're only not allowed to have the 2 cooked dishes if it's after Chatzos in the last 6 hours of the day, so then I would have said, Hava Amina, Afilu B'Suda She'eno Mafsikba. I would have said, even if it's the penultimate Suda, it's not the Suda Mafsikis, but it's a Suda after the Chatzos. So I have a 2 o'clock big meal, so then I'm going to have my Suda Mafsikis at 6 o'clock, whatever it may be, any time after Chatzos, I'm still not allowed to have 2 cooked dishes. That's what I would have thought. Hava Amina, Afilu B'Suda She'eno Mafsikba. So Kamash Vulan, the Chiddush is the Suda Hamafsikba. Yehud is telling us that it's only the Suda Hamafsikba, and it's only if it's after Chatzos. So you need both of these statements of Yehuda to teach us Lakula, this din, the Suda Hamafsekis, it applies to, and it's only if that Suda Hamafsekis is after Chatzos. And now we have braises in support of both of these statements of Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Kalishna Kama and Tanya Kalishna Basra. We have a braisa in support of his first statement that both of the cooked dishes have to be after Chatzos, and in support of the second statement that it's only the actual Suda Hamafsekis B'Av that this applies to. So, Tanya, Kalishna Basra, again, sometimes we have a style, I always call it ABBA or ABAB. When we bring a statement forward and we discuss statement number A and then statement number B, so then the Gemara will then have 2 possibilities. It will then first discuss statement number A and then discuss statement number B, what I call ABAB, or it will first discuss statement number B and then subsequently say statement number A, because we were talking about statement B, so we continue already discussing statement B, what I call ABBA. In any event, if you didn't get that, don't worry about it. We're going to have 2 braises in support of what we just said. So, Tanya, Kalishna, Basra. First, we give the braisa that goes after the second statement, that supports the second statement. Hasoed Erev Tisha B'Av. If a person has a meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, Im Osid Lisod Suda Cheres, Mutu Lecho Basor V'Lishtos Yayin. If he's still going to have a second meal. So in other words, he has a meal at 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he's still going to have the Suda Hamafsekis, so then at the first meal that he has, albeit it's after Chatzos, he's allowed to go and have meat and have wine. Again, this is the din. Our minhag is that we wouldn't, of course, have meat or wine during the entire 9 days, or at least the Shua Shechalba. So here it's talking about what the essence of the din is, that technically you're allowed to have meat or wine at the Suda that's not the Suda Hamafsekis, even though it's after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, if it is the last meal and it's after Chatzos, then in Lav, also lechol basar l'shoshayim, then you wouldn't be allowed to have meat or wine at the Suda Hamafsekis. That's the actual din, again, not the practice. The practice is not to have meat or wine anytime after Rosh Chodesh, according to Ashkenazim, and according to some, only at least the week, the Shua Shechaba. Fine. Tanya Kilishna come up. We also have a brisa in support of the first statement that Rehud had made. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal odim shnei tavshilim. A person will have the two cooked dishes, and we'll see when that applies. And lo yochal basav lo yishta yai. And at this meal, he also can't have meat, and he can't have wine. And Rabbi Meshiva Gomelia, Omer Yishan. No, he would be allowed to have these things. He just has to have less of everything. You have to be mamit in the covet of the Suda. You have to have a barer meal. Even if you're going to have these items, they just have to be less. Yeshana. You should have less of it to make it as Tosus and Rashi both say over here, to have less kavod for this meal. Lemayit b'chvodo is the lashon that Tosus uses. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzad Mishana. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean over here that you should be Mishana? This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Im hayoragil lechol shnei tavshilim, if he normally was used to having two cooked dishes, so yochal minechot, only have one. If you normally eat 10 people, it's a big gathering, so sorry, b'chamisha, go and have only a few people. Our minhag is that we don't even have a mezumen. And even if you do have a mezumen, we don't bench mezumen. Now, you normally would have 10 cups of wine. Obviously, this is somewhat of an exaggeration, I assume. So, chamisha kosas, then he would only have 5 cups of wine. Now, Rav Yehuda, the Tana says, under what circumstances are we talking about? This is only Mishesh Shos Ulamala. This is only if the meal that you're having over here is after Chatzos. Aber Mishesh Shos Lamata, but if it's a Suda Masekus, but it's before Chatzos, then Mutter, then all of these things don't apply. This is the Tanya Kavose Kilishna Kamba. Now we have some additional brises. Tanya Yidach, another brises says, Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochal Lo Yishtei Tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to have the Shnei Tavshilim. And likewise, Lo Yochal Bosav Lo Yishtei Yayin, the Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir, that you don't eat any of these things, the two cooked dishes, or Bosav Yayin, after Suda of Erev Tisha B'Av, the Chacham Omer Mishane. And like we said before, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Chacham say, no, you'd be allowed to technically have these things. However, we minimize the covet of the meal. We diminish what you would be having. So the Chacham say, Yishana, umamayit b'basav yayin. And if you're having basav yayin, have less of it. Ketzamayit, what does it mean that you should be mayit? You should have less of it. So ima yoragil lecho litra basav. If you'd have a certain quantity of meat, known as a litra basav, a certain amount of meat, so then eat half of that. Yochel chatzi litra, only have half of that. Ha yoragil lishtos log yayin. If you were to go and have a log of wine, so then yishte chatzi log yayin. So then only have a half of a log of yayin. So certain measure, half it. The im ain't a rogil kol ikar, but if you don't normally have meat or wine, so then also then don't eat it now, even though that would be a shinoi, but that's not what we want you to do. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, im a rogil lecho tznon, if you were to normally have radishes or moliach or some sort of salty dish, which is usually fish, achar sudaso, after the meal, so then that's allowable. Harishus biyodo, you can still do that now. Another brice, tanya yidach, kol shumishum tishabav. Anything that is related to the fact that it's Tisha B'Av. So this meal is being eaten because it's Tisha B'Av coming up. So this is your Suda Hamafsekis. So then, in fact, some bring down the Shulchan Aruch, brings down the gear, so that at the Suda Hamafsekis, a person says the Lashon of Zehu Sudas Tisha B'Av. This is the meal of Tisha B'Av, and it's a bare-bones meal, as we'll still describe in a moment in the Gemara. So the Braisa tells us, if it's a meal that's eaten because it's Tisha B'Av, in other words, this is the Suda Hamafsekis that you're eating, Zehu Sudas Tisha B'Av, so then at that meal, also lechol basav, yosu lishtos yayin, yosu lirchots. At that meal, you're not only going to eat meat, you're not going to eat wine, and at the conclusion of this meal, that's it, yosu lirchots, you're no longer allowed to wash yourself anymore. However, kol she'eino mishum Tisha B'Av, it's not the Suda Hamafsekis, it's not the Zehu Sudas Tisha B'Av meal, so then, at this meal, mutar lechol basar, the lishtos yayin, a person will be allowed to have meat and will be allowed to have wine. Now, the gesa that we have is the osur lirchotz, that you're not allowed to wash after you finish this meal, which is not the Suda Hamafsekis. However, many change around the girsa, and in fact, if you look in the Rosh, if you look in the Ramban, and if you look in the girsa of the Tosefta, the right girsa should be over here, umutar lirchotz. You're still allowed to go and wash yourself. Finally, the Braisa concludes and says, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says in the name of his saintly father, Rabbi Yossi, Kol Shoa Shemutu Lecho Basa Mutu Lechos. According to the Gersa, we changed it to, this fits in perfectly well. And he says that Kol Shoa, every time that you're still allowed to eat Basa V'yayin, in other words, it's not the Sudam of Sekis, that you're still allowed to go and wash at that point in time as well. Now, this Gersa is also possibly incorrect, and the Vilna Gaon and others bring down that the Gersa over here should be Kol Shoa Shemutu Lecho. Period, not basar, as long as you're still allowed to eat. In other words, even if this was the Suda Mafsekis, but he's still allowed to eat, so then still Mutu Lirchot, he's still allowed to go and wash yourself until the end of the day, and Tisha B'Av actually starts. Another Raisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Kol Mitzvah HaNoagos B'Yovel, all the dinim that are applicable to a person Nebuch in the week of Shiva, Noagos B'Tisha B'Av, they are also Noheg for the people on Tisha B'Av. In other words, we're a shtickle type of mourning. Rav Shachter Shlita said over the name of the Rav, Zatzal, that you look at the 3 weeks as equivalent to the mourner period of time in reverse. So the 3 weeks are like the Yud Beis Chodesh. When you get to the 9 days, that's like the Shloshim, and you get to Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, that really is the period of the actual week of the Shiva. In any event, the Braisa tells us over here that any Hanhaga of Avelos is also the way that we conduct ourselves on Tisha B'Av. So, for example, Asur Bachilu B'Shasiyah, you're not allowed to eat a drink. Now, obviously, an Avel is allowed to eat a drink, so many are actually not goris, these words over here, Asur Bachilu B'Shasiyah. And you look on the side, the Rif and the Rush, Lo Garsi Bachilu B'Shasiyah. They aren't Goresis words. If you are Goresis words, it doesn't mean that that's what's applicable to an Avel as well. It's just it's telling us these are the dinim that are Noeg on Tisha B'Av. You taught us that it's similar to an Avel. And by the way, these are the dinim. It's also Bachil B'Shasil because Tisha B'Av is obviously a fast day. And here, where it's comparable to an Avel, Ubesicha, anointing yourself, Ubenil Asasandel, putting on leather shoes, Ubesash Smita, and having relations with your wife. So all of these things are forbidden on Tisha B'Av, just like they're forbidden to an Avel. Likewise, because Torah makes us happy, Kuri Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev, the Gemara is going to tell us. So, since Torah makes you happy, so you're not supposed to be happy on Tisha B'Av, and Novel likewise has restrictions on happiness of also likos, but Torah B'Niyim Ksuvim. You're not allowed to read Tanakh. You're not allowed to take out a Chumash, a Novel, your Ksuvim, and go read them, because that's going to make you happy. And you're not supposed to take your mind off your Avelos. You're not supposed to take your mind off of the mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, it's not only Tanakh, you're not allowed to learn anything. Belishnos, Bemishnah, you're not allowed to learn Mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Talmud, you're not allowed to have Mishnah, or Gemara, Bemadrash, or the Drashos, or Balachos, take out a Mishnah Berurah, or Bagodos, you're not allowed to go and learn anything that's going to make you happy. But, according to the Tanakhama here, Avokarihu Bemokum Sheena Rogulikros. If you're learning new stuff that's difficult, that doesn't always make a person so happy. You have to break your teeth over it, and it's very difficult to learn it, so that's not going to make you happy, according to the Tanakhama. So you would be allowed to learn something that you're not used to learning. Likewise, Vishonu Bemokum Sheena Rogulishnos. Or you'd be allowed to learn something that the first one was really talking about Psukim, and here the second one is talking about Mishnah or Gemara. So you'd be allowed to learn something that you're not used to learning, because that's not going to give you the same amount of simcha, according to the Tanakhama. But what you should learn or are allowed to learn, and this is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, that this is what a person should learn. It's not that you shouldn't learn on Tisha B'Av, but you should learn sad things. So your Korei, the Kinos, you're allowed to learn all about the Kinos, Nebuch, to understand them. Be'Iov, you're allowed to learn Iov, which is a very tragic sefer, obviously. With Dvarim HaRoyim, Shabbat Yirmiyah, learn about the bad things that happened to Klai Yisrael, the prophecies that Yirmiyah is foretelling for Klai Yisrael, and the destruction that Yirmiyah is talking about. Because those are sad things, and they're going to break your heart, and that's what a person is supposed to be. B'shivron leiv, a person is supposed to be with a broken heart on Tisha B'Av as well in Avelos. So on Tisha B'Av, these things, a person is supposed to go and learn these things specifically, not that he shouldn't learn, but we learn various things, like Kamsa, the Bar Kamsa, the stories of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Then the Mishnah Tanakhama concludes, and he says, V'tinoko shel Beis Rabban, Betalin. That's the gears that we have. It says the children shouldn't be in school because they're going to get enjoyment out of their learning, and therefore they should be bottled from learning. Others have the gears over here. Einon Mivatlin. That's the gears that is brought down by the Vilna Gaon, and that's also the gears of the Rif and the Rush. Einon Betalin. The children do not enjoy school. There is no greater simcha for a kid in elementary school than to have a snow day. School's canceled. We were like that when we left our Sinai. We were like a tinok shebarach mivei sefer. We were like children that ran away from school. So, therefore, the girsa should be, you don't stop the children from learning because they're not getting the same simcha from learning as an adult would, or hopefully an older child would as well. So, therefore, the girsa should be, v'tinok shebei zraban einam v'teilin. They don't cut classes. They don't cancel the school. No, they're allowed to learn even on Tisha B'Av. Why? Now, according to the girsa, that it's betalin, so it's consistent with the rest, that because it brings you happiness. According to the Gersa's Einam betalin, it's consistent with the fact that they don't get happiness in learning. And the reason why you're not allowed to learn if you're older and you can't learn all these happy things is Mishum Shenemar, Pikudi Hashem Yishor Misam Chalev, the favorite pasuk from Tehillim, which says that the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they make somebody a better person, and they make you very, very happy. And people will tell you who really love learning that there's no greater geschmack in life. There's nothing really that's a wonderful life as you go through a beautiful Gemara. Some of the Gemaras we've had in Tainus are just so geschmack. They're just so wonderful. The stories and the musa that you get from them, they're just so wonderful. They give you a true pleasure to learn the Gemara. People look forward to learning them. And therefore, that is what we're not allowed to do, never, when we're in Avelus or on Tisha B'Av. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, Af eino kori b'malkam sheino rogel likros. He says, no, if you really like learning, so even if you're learning something new that's difficult and that you haven't learned beforehand, so you're reading psukim from Divrei HaYamim that you never read beforehand, so Af eino kori b'malkam sheino rogel likros. Even that you're not allowed to read because that's going to give you simcha. Eino shoni b'malkam sheino rogel lishtos. And you're not allowed to learn a Gemara that you normally don't take out. You're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem. And the Mishnah Yom is going to start Uktzin soon. Uktzin is not a commonly learned Masechta. So you say, okay, I'll try it. It's very hard. I'll try learning it. So even that will give you great simcha according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, he also agrees you're allowed to learn from the sad parts of Tanakh and from the Gemara. Avakari Bi'io, Bakinos, Vidvar Moraim, Shiva Yirmio. You are allowed to learn those sad things in Tanakh as well as in Gemara, etc. Bitinokush Beis Rabban, Bitalimbo. He has the Girsa over here, Bitalimbo. Again, others have the Girsa, Sha'ain Bitalim. They don't have them stop. Same thing as before. He didn't disagree with the Tanakam on this. And again, because of the idea, Mishum Shenema, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim, Misam Chilev. The Pekudei of Hashem, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are very straight, and they're Misam Chilev. They make you very, very happy. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo Yochal Bosov Lo Yishta Yayin. At the Sudam HaSekis, a person isn't allowed to have meat and isn't allowed to have wine. Tana, we learn the Braisa, Avol Ochalu Bosov Moliach V'Shosa Yayin Migito. But these things are not included in Bosov Yayin, such as Bosov Moliach, salty meat. Salty meat wasn't considered meat. We'll define what salty meat means. It wasn't considered included in this Isser of eating meat. And V'Shosa Yayin Migito, that is freshly pressed wine, that's also not really fermented, it's not really alcoholic, it would be more like grape juice, and these aren't included, at least in the Mishnah, in terms of not being allowed to eat basar and yayin. Again, our custom is that we don't eat any of these things already from Rosh Chodesh Av, never mind at the Sudam Av Sekis. So we wouldn't eat any type of meat, and we wouldn't drink any type of wine, including grape juice, during this period of time. In any event, Gemara questions what exactly is Basar Moliach and what exactly is Yayin Migito. But Gemara starts off and says, Basar Moliach Ad Kama. How do we define something as being called salted meat that it is considered over here that it's not yet real meat and it would not be forbidden to eat it at the Sudam of Sekis? So I'm Rechinina Bar Kahana, Mishmei Dishwal. Rechinina Bar Kahana, his name is Shmuel. Kolzman, again, we have different Girasos over here. The gears that we have is she'eino kishlamim, all the time that it's not like a shlamim. A shlamim was able to be eaten for 2 days and the one night in between them. So if it's been salted only for this amount of time, then it is not considered like regular basar. Or if you have the gears of kosvayin shehu kishlamim, if it's salted for the amount of time that a carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten, that's not considered meat yet, and therefore it is considered something that you'd be allowed to eat as basar moliach. Likewise, what does it mean, v'yayi migito ad kama? How do we define the wine that's just coming out of the press? It's more like grape juice. It hasn't yet become fermented. It doesn't have really an alcoholic content to it at this point in time. So what's the definition of that? So the Gemara says, Kozman shu toses. If the wine, it's toses. Rashi says rosech. It's still bubbling, so to say. It's still fermenting. So in that period of time, it doesn't really have the status of being wine. It would technically be allowed to have it at the Sudam of Sekis. Taught it with another brisa. Yayin toses, this bubbling wine, this fermenting wine, ain b'mishum giloy. Snakes don't eat this, and therefore it was left uncovered. There wouldn't be the dinum of giloy that normally we don't drink something that's uncovered because we're concerned that a snake would put its poison in it, and it was uncovered for the amount of time that a snake could have come and have left. Then we don't go and drink that giloy wine. That was in the times of the Gemara. There were snakes around. Now many say that the Magen Avraham brings down, others bring down, that since there's no snakes around where we live, this din of giloy doesn't apply. And Rashi explains, Shein nachash shoseo, a snake wouldn't come to eat this new bubbling fermenting wine, ki yivrach merisichoso. It will leave, it will be either scared off or it just won't have any in reason to go and drink it. It doesn't like it when the wine is still bubbling, so to say, it's still becoming fermented. So, and how long is this period of time? How long does it take? So Kimu Yom, 3 days. Okay. Now, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Kach hayo min hago shel Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. This was the custom that Rabbi Yehuda, who is the son of Rabbi Eloi, the great Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that is, when it says Chosid Echad in the Gemara, it either refers to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava or Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So this great Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Eloi, so his custom was that the Erev Tisha B'Av, Mevi'in lo Pascha Reva B'melach, they would bring him, just as a Sudam of Sekis, some bread that was dried out, Pascha Reva B'melach, with a little bit of salt. So you'd have this dried out piece of bread with a little bit of salt on it. That was his Suda Havavsekes, the Yoshev, and he would go sit on the floor and return to Lamed Omid Beis, and he would sit in a place that was disheveled, Bein Tanur L'Kiraim, in a filthy place in between the Tanur, which is the oven. The Kiraim is another type of oven, different types of ovens that they had, a one stove top or two stove top type oven, and he would sit there. This place was full of the burnt smoke and soot, and it was a very disheveled place to go and sit and eat. Ba'ocha, and that's where we'd eat the little dried out piece of bread with salt they would have. Vishos ole kito shemayim, he would just have water, he wouldn't have wine, obviously. Vidome, and he would appear kimi shemeso mutal for him, just like a person in Avelis. So he'd sit low on the floor, he'd have a very, very simple meal of bread and a little bit of water, and he would sit in a dirty place on the floor. And this is our minog that we have the Suda Masafkis in the floor. And we have a very simple meal. Again, many people have just some ashes on a piece of bread, maybe with a hard-boiled egg, to again, eggs, the sign of Avelus. And we don't eat with a mezumah, we don't eat with a lot of people, and we certainly don't have wine. You'll have to have water. You'll have to have even have another type of drink, but we have a very, very simple meal for the Suda Mavsakis. Mark continues and says, Tanos, we learn in the Mishnah Psochim, the Mishnah Psachim, that parak deals with Mokum Shinagu, places where they had the custom to do it. They did it this way. Places that didn't have the custom, they did it a different way. So one of the things there in that parak is Mokum Shinagu Lassos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osim, Mokum Shinagu Shalom Lassos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Ein Osim. So in different places, there were different customs as to whether you're allowed to work. There is no technical Isser of Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and different places adopted different customs. Lamaisa, everybody agrees that Lacha Lamaisa, we should try not to work on Tisha B'Av, and certainly not to work until Chatzos. That after Chatzos, already there are heterium to go and work, but certainly one should try not to work in the morning of Tisha B'Av and certainly the night of Tisha B'Av as well. So in places where the minhag was not to work, so that minhag was not to work. In places where the minhag was to work, so then you're allowed to go and work. B'chol makom, the Mishnah there adds, it says, in any place where you are, kol makom, tamidei chachamim b'teilim, a talmid chacham should not work. It's pasnish for a Talmud Chacham not to be mourning the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, he's in his store going and selling things. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in this situation, la'olam yasa kol adam atzom ki Talmud Chacham. Here, you're not called mechzik yura. You're not called, oh, he's an arrogant person. Look who thinks he's a Talmud Chacham. Here, everyone's allowed to say that they're a Talmud Chacham and not work. And the reason why it's not mechzik yura, it doesn't look like you're arrogant, the Gemara in Sachem tells us, is because there are plenty of people that aren't working because they just don't have a job, or because they took a day off of vacation, or for whatever the reason. So you don't necessarily look like you're an arrogant person. Oh, look who says he's a Talmud Chacham, that he's not working. So therefore, it's not a problem in this situation if you go and conduct yourself like a Talmud Chacham in this situation and not work. Tanya Nami Yochi, we have a Bryce that says the same thing. Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, La'olim Yasa Odom Atzmo, Kitama Chacham, Kidei Shisane. In this situation, it's not Mechzik Yuri, you're not looking like an arrogant person. Everybody can make themselves into a Talmud Chacham in this situation and not work in order that they should appropriately be Misane and that they should appropriately afflict themselves on Nebuch, the commemoration of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yemen, who should be rebuilt. Tanya Dech, another Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, Kola Ocha Vishosu B'Tisha B'Av, if somebody, Rachmanu Litzlan, eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, Kiilu Ocha V'Shos B'Yom Kippur. This is just as bad, so to say, as eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean this literally. Obviously, there's an Isser of Kares, of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. There's no Isser of Kares, of eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av, but it's the symbolism over here. Nobody would think of eating on Tisha B'Av, just like you shouldn't think of eating on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol Osav Olam B'Tisha B'Av, if you work on Tisha B'Av, Ein Aro Simon Brach L'Olam, any benefit that you thought you were getting from that work, I just made $100 off this deal, so no, you're not getting benefit. Your carburetor is going to break. Something's going to happen to you, so you won't see any benefit from your work on Tisha B'Av. You'll end up having to pay it back in some other way. Ein Aro Simon Brach L'Olam, you'll never get benefit from that work that you did on Tisha B'Av. If somebody does work on Tisha B'Av, they ain't a misavol Yushlaim, and as a result, he's not thinking about the Nebuch, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Yushalayim. He's not mourning it. So ain't a roa b'simchasa, mida k'neged mida. You didn't care about it when it was in disrepair. You didn't care about it when it was in a destructive state. So you're not going to live to see it in a rebuilt and reborn state. En ro'a b'simchasa. You won't get to see the geula. Shenema, as the pasuk tells us, pasuk in Yeshaya, simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilubo. You should be happy about Yerushalayim and rejoice. Kol o'avel, all those that love Yerushalayim, sisu ita, will rejoice with it. Masos, they will rejoice with it. Great happiness. Kol ha'misavlim aleh. Anybody who mourned it will live b'ezrus Hashem to see the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. Mikan amru. From here, the Chazal tell us, if anybody really mourns Yerushalayim, Zolcha v'ro b'simchasa. This pasuk from Yeshaya teaches us that if you mourn for Yerushalayim, you'll eventually be Zolcha to see it being rebuilt and rejoice in its happiness. However, if a person, Rachman al-Lusan, doesn't mourn Yerushalayim, he doesn't care about it, ain't a ro'a b'simchasa. So Kosh Baruch will say, okay, you didn't care about it one way, I won't let you care about it the other way as well. You didn't care about it when it was destroyed, so you won't get to see it rebuilt. Price says the same thing. If somebody, Rechman al-Slan, eats meat or drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, all of a cause of Omer, about such a person, the Pasuk tells us in Yecheskel, Vatihi avonosom al atzmosom. Their sins are on their bones. What does this mean? So basically, it's telling us over here that such a person, his bones are, so to say, testifying against him that this person ate. I thought, Lanias Dati, that it's like the food that you ate is on your bones. It makes you fat. And there's the evidence that this person didn't care about Yerushalayim. I quote the Mishnah again, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev b'chvias amita v'loho d'lo chacham. Opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was that we'd overturn the beds, just like in those days the mourners would overturn the beds. So too, you should do that on Tisha B'Av v'loho d'lo chacham. The Chacham disagreed with that. Tosa says that nowadays, we don't do this at all because the Goyim are going to say that it's Maisek Shofim. You see in the Tosos, the Ramaskal Amar Rava, he says, Pirush in Sarach L'chapos Amita, the Chum said, you don't turn this over. But Yidda, Tosa says already in his time, nowadays, the Chayshin L'chashofim, people are going to suspect you for doing all sorts of black magic and Kshofim, so Lo Avdinun K'fiyas Amita, Bafil Baba. We don't do this even for Avelis. Again, we have the custom that some people will not sleep with an extra pillow on Tisha B'Av, they'll remove their pillow, some people will sleep on the floor, but we don't overturn our beds. That no longer is the custom. Kviyas Amita is no longer followed the way that it was in the time of the Gemara. In any event, the Gemara starts off with a braisa. Tanya, within the following braisa, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Chacham said to Rav Yehuda about Kviyas Amita, L'dvarecha, according to you, you have to go and overturn your bed. So, Ubaros from Inikos, the pregnant women and the nursing mothers, Matelem, how could they supposed to possibly sleep on the floor or an overturned bed? That's too dangerous for them. Amalem, so you said I wasn't talking about them. Afani, lo amarti, I also didn't say that you have to do kviyas amita ela biyachol for somebody who's able to do so. So a pregnant woman or a nursing mother would be very difficult for them to lie on the floor. So they don't have to do that. I also said it's only for those that can. They should go and sleep with kviyas amita, sleep on the floor, sleep on their overturned bed. But if somebody can't, I never said they have to do it. And the Bryce says the same thing. Tani Nami Yochi. Mod Rav Yehuda l'chachamim b'shenu yocho. Rav Yehuda was admitting to the chachamim, I agree with you that if a person cannot sleep on the floor, they don't have to. And in fact, modim chachamim and the chachamim were also mod Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda b'yocho, that if in fact you can sleep on the floor, you should sleep on the floor. So wait a second, the Gemara says. They both say the same exact thing. Might be nayu. Both of them agree that if you can't sleep on the floor, you should. And both of them agree, if you can't sleep on the floor, you don't have to. So what's the machlokes? What are they talking about? So the Gemara says, might be nayu. What's the difference between them? The difference between them is sharmitos, not the bed that you're sleeping on, but the other beds in the house. We have to overturn them. According to Rav Yehuda, all the beds in the house have to be turned over. Now, if the one that you're sleeping on, if you can do that, so then the one that you're sleeping on too. But if it's low afshar, you can't sleep on the floor. But the other beds you have to overturn because you're not sleeping on those beds. That's the opinion of Yehuda. And the Chacham say, no, you don't have to turn over the beds that you're not sleeping on. Only the bed that you're sleeping on you have to overturn if you're able to do so. Kiditanya, as another Raisa says, Kishamu, in regards to Avelus, this is not talking about Tishma, talking about Avelus. The Raisa says, in regards to Avelus, Kishamu lichafos amita, that you have to overturn the beds. Everybody agrees that that's what you have to do for Avelus, for a person that can. Lo mitos bovadu kofa, el komitos kulon kofa. In Avelus, everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, you have to turn over all the beds in the house. And here, only in regards to Tisha B'Av, this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is do you or do you not have to turn over all the rest of the beds in the house? And they all agree, if you can turn over the bed that you're sleeping on, afshar, so then you have to do that. And if you can't, the pregnant woman, nursing mother, so then you don't have to. And it's only the machlokas on the rest of the beds of the house. How do we paskin? Omer Rava, Hilchasa Kitana Didon. The halach is like our Tana in the Mishnah, not like this interpretation that we just gave. That's the way most understand this. That the two possibilities are, the Rehuda and the Chachamim are arguing on the whole basic din, like in our Mishnah, the simple reading is that Rav Yehuda says you have to do Kriyas HaMita, period. And the Chachamim say you don't have to do Kriyas HaMita, period. So the simple understanding of Rav's statement is Hilchos HaKitana Didan. Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim Kol Ikar. The Chachamim say no. We totally disagree with Rav Yehuda. We don't agree that if Emshalo, like we just explained, that you have to do it. No, we disagree with that. Not like the Brice that we brought down, but the understanding Rav says is that Tana of our Mishnah is disagreeing. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda across the board that we don't hold from Kriyas HaMita Kol Ikar at all. And whether Emshalo or not Emshalo, for his bed or all the beds in the house, Chachamim say, no, we do not do Kriyas HaMita. Now, it's a little bit early in the shisto, but tomorrow's daf is very, very short, and now we're going to go into a new sugya about the six things that occurred on Tu B'Av, the famous six items that we have great simcha from Tu B'Av, and we compare Tu B'Av to be one of the happiest days of the year, just like Yom Kippur, so we'll save this sugya for tomorrow, and we'll finish off this beautiful Masechta of Tainis, so we conclude today's shir at this point. Have a wonderful day.